And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is on baby watch, so he's not here. Corey Sandin's a bit under the weather, so he's not here. So you got me today, along with John, Steve, and Ben from Dana Landing, ECBT, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. Going to be a great show, talking some serious fishing here with some real experts. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Pete Gray here along with the guys from Dana Landing, ECBT, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. Good morning, John, Steve, and Ben.
Morning, Pete.
Morning, Pete.
Great to have you. Hi. So, Steve, what's this Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle place? Tell us about that. That's the new addition.
Yeah, it's been a little project. We purchased it probably rolling up a year ago, and then just took over the store in October out on Broadway in Lemon Grove. It used to be Barnacle Bill's Bait and Tackle. I mean, okay. It was a tackle shop there for, I don't know, 20, 30 years. And we just had the opportunity to take it, and we did. We're in the initial planning process of, as fast as we can, I guess, to get our permits approved. We're gonna tear it down and build a...
Tear it all the way down?
All the way down.
Wow.
Two-story, like 2,900 square feet each level, new, be state-of-the-art.
Wow. And as soon as the permits come through, that'll happen.
We're kind of stuck in the group, the local community planning, where everyone wants to have their 2 cents on how the outside should look, so they're more important about the color of the shutters and this and that.
Yeah.
But it should go pretty quickly after that. So certainly.
Do they want you to shape it like a lemon?
You know, I'm surprised, to be honest with you. The amount of times our architect has gone back and forth with little, you know, each person has their own opinion. It's a group of five or seven people. I'm not 100% sure, but yeah.
But hopefully they'll get it through and you'll be able to get started on the new. That's going to be quite the state of the art place there for Grove.
Yeah, I mean, now that you're building, think about it. It'll be solar. You know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, it will. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and serving that whole community there, which is, you know, and of course Barnacle Bill was open for years and years and years, but you'll be saltwater, freshwater, everything, right?
100%, and we'll have obviously the resources and everything of our other shops for buying and everything. You know what I mean? We'll have everything in stock that we'll be able to rotate between the locations. You know, if somebody wants something down there, we can have it there the next day type thing. So
that's going to be
it'll be great for that area, having a tackle shop that will, you know, certainly be able to take care of all those people.
And it strengthens the whole power of the whole group there, East County Bait and Tackle, Dana Landing, and Lemon Grove, because you have so much more buying power, right?
True.
Yeah.
It wears you thin also,
yeah.
But...
Yeah. Yeah, and you'd be able to stock things that maybe other people can't get, especially in this day and age.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, and Gene does an amazing job getting so many, certainly on the freshwater side, products that you just kind of can't get. I don't even know where he gets some of this stuff. And so he'll have that ability to, you know, to do it at both places, and certainly there'll be a really good-sized saltwater section as well.
That's going to be fantastic. So anticipate just with – how long is construction going to take, do you anticipate?
We're not even there yet.
No.
We are open 7 days a week.
Yeah, but that's the thing. The Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is open. It's going to stay open until construction begins, which could be a year, right?
Yeah, right. We were hoping it was going to be a lot less, but you know, a year probably could be it. So we're open 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week.
Okay.
You know, so and that location hasn't been open 7 days a week in, as far as I know, a long time.
Yeah, years.
Years. So now 7 days a week, you know, all day long, the store is available. So
yeah. And John, you've been busy at Dana Landing, keeping things stocked up. What's the hot item right now?
I mean, it's winter, so most of I would say the hot item is like bay stuff right now.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, what we're selling the most of, but I'm just working really hard right now trying to make sure that come this season we're going to have product to sell.
Yeah, so that's difficult, isn't it?
It's definitely changed over the last few years.
Yeah, and you at Dana Landing carry pretty much everything, freshwater, saltwater, bay, but you're kind of the bay bass specialist, aren't you?
The shop is. I've got some guys working there that literally fish every day.
Every day.
Every day, and... And I kind of let them dictate, and I have them talk to the reps about items that they want to see on the shelf and that, you know, that they're going to push to the customers. It doesn't change that much. It's not – there's nothing radically new or anything going on, but there's you know, minor adjustments to techniques, and these guys are always on the forefront of it. So.
Yeah. So – somebody comes in to Dana Landing, rents one of your skiffs for the bay fishing, and what are you going to send them out with right now, this time of the year? January, bay bass fishing, cold water. What's the hot ticket right now?
Well, it depends on what they want to fish for. I'm going to find out what kind of gear they have first. You know, if they're, you know, fishing light tackle, you know, I like you say beginner fishermen, I'll send them out with some Berkeley Gulp type products to drag the bottom. I've got some, you know, weedless setups that are real user friendly, very easy to fish with that I'll send people out with. And the other thing right now is there's been a pretty decent halibut bite in the bay as well. So the guys fishing bait are scratching up quite a few halibut.
Because your skiffs have bait tanks too.
Every skiff we have has a bait tank.
Yeah, send them over to the Amringham brothers, and they can
get a
load up on some bait.
Yep. Get a little half scoop and have enough to fish, you know, fish for the day. And it kind of depends, you know, if what they have for bait is really big sardines, not as good for the bay.
Right.
And it's amazing because that group of people that fish our skiffs all the time, they know what the bait situation is, because I can tell, like, all of a sudden it'll be like a Thursday morning and like, why is every skiff going out? It's like, oh, they've got anchovies
bait parts,
you know, and like they know
the secret stuff for the halibut, right?
Yep,
in the bay.
So I mean, you still catch them on the sardines, but anchovies you can get just bite after bite after bite.
Yeah.
Maybe not as many big ones, but yeah, they know there's a network there, and they know what the bait is, and then, you know, when it switches to where there's just big sardines surveyed, all of a sudden it's like, why do we only have two skiffs out this morning? Oh, okay.
That's why, yeah. So, Steve, you guys are known as the one-stop shop. You carry all, you've got everything from frozen bait to you can get your sandwiches made at the fantastic deli. All the tackle, you get real repair, everything, right?
Yeah, I mean, on the tackle end, we do, like you said, we're, you know, all about the bay bass, that type of thing. And then, I mean, I don't think we've outfitted as many yachts as we did this year. So
really?
We did the full gamut, 100%. Yeah.
So, well, you have some top experts like John and Bubba and stuff that can really know exactly what they need to do.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, so pretty much everything. And then you switch over to ECBT and Gene. It's the same thing on the freshwater side, right?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, I didn't really want to do East County Bait and Tackle, and Gene talked us into it, and it is just, you know, it's grown from teeny little store to, you know, one of the better freshwater stores in the area. And like I said before, it's all Gene. I mean, Gene is his buying resources and you know, everything from the $500 big swim baits to every type of plastic to, you know, it's a complete store. It's like something to be pretty proud
of.
It's a
destination. Like I tell, you know, when people come into our shop that are, you know, because we get a lot of tourists in our shop because we're by all the hotels, and if they're from the Midwest or from the South and, oh, I'm into fish and bass, I'm like, well, you got to go to East County.
Yeah.
It's a worthy destination for people traveling to San Diego. If they're into bass fishing, it's a worthy place to. They're going to see stuff there that they're not going to see anywhere else.
It's pretty amazing,
yeah,
especially
the
big swim baits, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys have the largest selection of swim baits in the country? The big trout style baits.
Oh, I doubt that, but
really,
yeah, I don't.
Who else would have a bigger selection? I've seen that wall. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. Maybe Tackle Warehouse or something.
Yeah,
but he has a lot of baits, and he you know, it's a lot of those swim baits now are just sold, you know, in the Instagram and internet era. There's a lot of people that just the manufacturer, you know, their individual guys selling, you know, making them and then selling them to the customer directly.
Sure.
So there's a lot of that, but there's a lot of really cool niche stuff that he has where even if you want to just see it, you know, it's a conversation piece, and it's something that they have there for, you know, people to look at.
What's the most expensive freshwater bait you have on that wall?
I'm sure, like the mothers and stuff, they're like $500.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
For one
yep.
bait.
Yep.
They're like all handmade.
In Japan, like hand carved.
$500 yep. for one bait.
Yep.
You better make sure your line's tied, right?
Well, it's funny because one of my employees said he was on a trout fishing forum, and this guy put up a picture. He goes, I caught this. Is it worth anything? And it was a mother. He caught it while he was trout fishing. He somehow hooked it in the eye where, you know, someone had broken it off. And he said all these people were on there saying, oh, you know, like, I'll give you $50 for that. And he said he got on there. He's like, no, don't sell to any of these people. But he said, conversely, right after he saw that, he started looking at all his swim baits and said, you know what, I'm getting rid of all this stuff. It's just not worth it. It's not worth it to fish for this.
That's funny. Yep. That's good. So Ben Pinard is here, too. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Pull that microphone right up close to you there. And you like to go fish, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your favorite thing to fish for?
Probably tuna.
Oh, hang on one sec. I got to turn your mic on. Like, all right, give me that again. What's your favorite thing to fish on?
Tuna or mahi.
Tuna or mahi? What's your biggest tuna?
18 pound, probably.
Here, locally, right? You caught that with your dad on the on his boat, right?
We've been down to Rancho Leonero, too, though.
Yeah.
He's caught quite a few down there, probably in that, you know, 20-something.
20-pound trip. And you just got a new kayak from Fastlane Kayaks, too, your buddy Ron, huh? What'd you get?
I got a Hobie Passport.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can be seen cruising around in the bay in that Hobie. How do you like that Hobie Mirage Rift? How fast can you go?
Faster than paddling.
Yeah, a lot faster, right? And you can hold your rod and troll at the same time too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you like going bay bass fishing?
Yeah.
John sets you up with the right stuff.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and you can be seen out there with your buddy going bay bass fishing. So, have you caught anything in the bay yet?
Not in my kayak.
Not in your kayak. But you've caught him from your boat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I caught six halibut.
You caught six halibut?
Yeah.
Wow.
Closest was a 20-incher.
That's pretty good. Yeah, especially in the bay, right? Well, it's kind of inbred, right, that he has to be a fisherman, right?
Yeah, he has no choice.
Yeah, he has no choice.
No, he went out with some of the boys from the shop and they got some bait and had a great afternoon on the halibut. So.
Yeah, yeah. But he's already tuna fish. How old are you now, Ben?
9.
You're already 9 years old? Wow. That's amazing. Well, I'm sure you have a lot of big fish to catch here coming up. Looking forward to that, I'll bet, huh? Yeah. How's school going?
Don't really like it.
Who does at 9 years old, right? Yeah. Yeah. But that's okay. You like going down to Dana Landing and hanging out down there, right?
Yeah, that's way funner.
Yeah. What's your favorite sandwich at the deli?
I probably have to go with either a bagel, plain cream cheese bagel, or a PB&J.
A PB&J. Okay. You ever tried Tri-Tip Tuesday?
No.
No. Oh, boy. That's my favorite down there. That's really good. That's one thing we haven't talked a lot about is that one-stop shop at Dana Landing means that you bring your boat over there, you can stock up on everything. Ice, food, tackle, beer, soda, water, everything you need basically is right there. Fishing licenses, if you need a California fishing license, you got that.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's one thing about COVID did for us. I mean, our sales, like a lot of people in the industry, but we never closed a single day.
Yeah.
So even like the deli and everyone coming down for their type of stuff, just the business just went crazy. And it slowed down, but not that much. So, yeah, that deli is just cranking. It's
you can eat outside.
Yeah.
And the food is fantastic.
Yep.
Sandwiches are top of the line. Fantastic. Yep. And Tri-Tip Tuesday, like I talked about, that's where you take a big Tri-Tip and you cook it on the Traeger, right?
Yep. How many Tri-Tips?
This time of year, I'm just doing 4. You know, yeah. In the summer, we do 8.
Right.
Or, you know, spring, summer.
It's popular.
It's popular. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They last until 12:30.
Oh, it goes that fast,
yeah,
huh?
We start cutting it like 11. And by, like, you know, 12:30, it's usually done.
You're making me hungry now. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup with John and Steve and Ben. Going to be a fun show and a lot of good stuff here in sunny Southern California. And if you want to join us, you can join us at 213-432-1090. Christian's standing by on the phones there. Just give us a call, 213-432. And, of course, you can text the show, too, via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Only available on the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a fun option there for texting the show via the Let's Talk Hookup. Just text us your question. Keep them short and concise, and make sure you include your phone number and your name, too, in that text, because texters are also eligible for the prize today, along with the callers, which is a $50 gift card to Dana Landing there in Mission Bay. You can go on a shopping spree at Dana Landing right there in Mission Bay with a $50 gift card. So fire off your questions, get on the phone, get ready to go, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more fishing here at bay fishing, tuna fishing, talk about tackle, and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it. Like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop, right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight to party to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Tricks are going fast.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Pete Gray here along with John, Steve, and Ben from East County Bait and Tackle, Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, and Dana Lanning. It's like a whole contingent of tackle stores. And the cool thing about all three stores is all three are unique on their own. Dana Lanning is not like ECBT. ECBT no. is not yeah. like Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, right? They're all no. different, right? Different personalities, different...
Yeah, they're definitely all their own little children, for sure. I mean, yeah. Dana Lanning is such a unique spot to
totally.
have a building that close to a super busy public launch ramp that's free.
Yeah.
Have the ability to get whatever you need for your boat if you forget it, plus, even if you don't forget it, to be able to load your boat up.
Yeah.
Super easy parking, have a fuel dock, the whole nine yards. So that
right.
on its own doesn't happen in a lot of spots.
Yeah, and rental skiffs.
And rental skiffs
yeah.
and all that. And then...
Yeah.
East County Bait and Tackle, it's in a strip mall, but it's a very unique freshwater shop that, is...
On the way to one of the major lakes, on the way to...
All of them, really,
yeah. Pretty much all of them. So it's easy stop on the way. And live bait, right?
100%.
They have crawdads?
At times.
At times.
Don't right now, I know that, but they will. They will have them.
Now will Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle also carries live bait?
100%. It always has, so we just kept running with that. We have,
Shiners and...
All that.
Yep.
And what about Dana Lanning? You have frozen bait, I know.
Frozen bait, we don't deal with live bait.
You don't deal with live bait, yeah. Live bait is for the Amringham brothers. You send them over there.
Yep.
Just around the corner. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, phones are packing up. You want to get through 213-432-1090, open right now, and then the texts are starting to flow. So let's jump into a text here. First one's from Chuck in Encinitas, and he says, I have a question about a product you guys featured some time ago. It was an iron jig storage box that was corrugated and had holes in it for easy cleaning after fishing trip. I've been looking everywhere and can't seem to find them. And that's, again, from Chuck. So any idea?
We've got those.
Plano makes them, right?
Not Plano, but like Daiwa makes a bag. There's a couple companies that make a bag like that, just a free hanging jig bag that has drains in the top and bottom, and we definitely have them in stock.
And they make boxes like that too, right?
These are like a soft bag, hard
where you hang the jigs
on top. It's got like kind of a box inside of a soft bag.
Yeah.
It's got a mesh top and a mesh bottom, so you can rinse everything out.
So you do carry those?
We do carry those.
All right, great. They're in stock at Dana Lanning.
Yeah,
that would be more of a Dana Lanning type of item, right?
Yeah, they might have it at East County.
Yeah. So East County also has quite a bit of saltwater gear too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But people would use that box like that for holding swim baits and stuff also. So,
oh, okay. So, sure. Your $500 swim baits. if necessary, right?
If necessary.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones. Let's start it off with Darren in Murrieta. Thanks for joining us, Darren. Appreciate the call this morning.
How's it going, guys?
Great.
Morning.
You have a question,
Hello?
Darren? Yeah, we got you.
Yes, I do. Perfect. So about 8 to 10 years ago, my dad and I, it was during the catch. I've never done it before. We had those, I don't know what to call them, the giant squid.
Humboldt.
My question is, what is the type of weather patterns or condition temperatures I can start looking for to see that will bring those back down to our San Diego area? What creates the atmosphere that they like?
There was some out there this year, not a lot. I don't really know what that. There's just a certain body of water. I don't think it's a weather condition thing. It's more of just there's a certain body of water that those are you know, a part of, and they really haven't been part of our you know, water regime out here that we've had in the last, you know, 6 or 7 years. Although I know the guys that were fishing deep drop swordfish this year were definitely losing some bait to the I don't know that they were the Humboldt squid. They might have been an arrow squid, which is similar, you know, large squid, and there were some caught, not huge numbers, but that's
kind of a menace when it comes to deep drop swordfish guys, right?
Yeah, it would definitely shut them down.
Yeah,
but as far as knowing why they were here, or, you know, that'd be up to a biologist to tell you. And I know biologists, and they're going to say they don't really know. So
yeah, no, they would. So speaking of deep drop swordfish, kind of the new latest greatest thing, Dana Lanning, can somebody wants to come in and from a boat and says, I want to go deep drop swordfishing, can you set me up with the gear? Do you do that, John?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So what do you set them up with?
I mean, it depends on what you know, I have to kind of look at what gear they have to start with. You know, but usually a wind-on leader, you know, say we have some pre-made wind-ons.
Yeah, some just custom pre-made.
Yeah, 50 feet. There's a little bit to it, you know, that you know, there's a lot of rigging that can be done on the boat and different rods. And
right.
And there's variables we're, like, kind of figuring out right now.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, you need to have some heavy sinkers, you know, like 6 to 10 pound sinkers.
We have those.
You know, we have squid. We have.
So you do have the squids. Are they pre-rigged?
I don't currently have the pre-rigged squids. The ones we like to use are the ones from Baitmasters in Florida. They have a pre-rigged swordfish squid that was really easy to use.
And effective.
Yeah. And they got hit just like everyone else, and they just haven't had them. They never had them this year.
Really?
They would get in the unrigged, but they never had time to go ahead and rig the ones. So we would just, you know, sell them the unrigged squids, and then you know, we're not going to get into the point of rigging baits, and I'll give them some hints, you know, and, you know, we sell the rigging floss and
sure
and
so
and
there's
all,
a
all the lights and
all the lights,
you know, but there's a lot of different style rigs you can set up. Some people like to go really complicated, some people like to keep it really simple.
Sure.
Yeah. We also have the rods and all the electric reels and all sorts of options
in stock.
Yeah.
All right. So and then you'll fill the line and such.
Fill the line and count. Yeah. You know, I'll do. You know, we'll mark line for people.
Okay.
You know, I've kind of figured out a system to be able to put to mark people's line for them, but you know, so they can have a spot at, you know, 600, 700, 800, 900. You know, for when they're dropping. Got boot, you know, we use the lobster buoys if they want to tie off for buoy
for
gear.
Buoy, yeah.
You know, and it's
yeah. But you'll help people set up.
We'll help people set up.
By the way, if you can't get a rig squid and you want to learn to squid, learn to rig, Greg Stotesbury did a great video. It's on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, our YouTube channel, and there's a great video on how to rig a squid. It's very easy, actually.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
easy video. You just need the hooks and the leader, like yeah. they're supplying there, and the floss, and rig yeah. it up, and the needle, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, we have all the rigging gear, you know, zip ties, you know, different strobe lights, underwater lights. We have pretty much everything. When it'll get popular, and then everyone will buy everything out, and then it might
yeah.
be a little wait to get it back. But I would tell people to kind of research. You know, there's a lot of online resources from the East Coast for people, you know, rigging these their wind-ons and putting wax loops and stuff on the wind-ons.
Yes.
I would, you know, take a look at that stuff and kind of try to figure out how to do some of that stuff,
because yeah.
it takes us quite a while in the shop, and it's going to cost you some extra money.
And it's not hard to do.
It's not super hard to do, but it's
there's a technique.
There's a technique to it. Yeah,
for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. A text from John in San Diego, and he says, "Do any of your shops carry assortment of chest waders? Do you still stock 4-inch satay chicken Berkeley jerk shads?"
Still stock the Berkeley.
Is that
satay
a hot one?
Chicken. Yep. That's a hot one in the bay.
That's a good bay filler. Yeah. And what do you rig that with, that satay chicken?
I like to rig it with a Owner quarter-ounce sled head.
The Owner quarter-ounce sled head.
Yeah, Owner quarter-ounce sled head and the satay chicken. It's cheating.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's that effective?
Yeah, yeah.
Ben, do you ever use those on the bay? John ever set you up with those?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, good. And what about the chest waders? You guys carry waders?
East County.
East County Bait and Tackle?
Yeah, because they sell a lot of float tubes, and so
okay.
They sell waders.
Oh, they actually they carry float tubes?
Yeah, they
all
sell
right.
a lot of float tubes. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
All right, like high-end to low-end or all kinds of different float tubes?
High-end to low-end.
No kidding. Okay. All right. That's good to know. I didn't know that.
He sells trolling motors out there.
Trolling? Come on.
He can put it in there. He sells
out. Oh, yeah. Trolling motors. Wow. That's impressive. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. You want to get through? Busy morning here. Talk to Christian. 213-432-1090. Christian's standing by. You have a chance to win that $50 gift card to Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Let's talk to Sean in Lomita. Hi, Sean. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I just want to say congratulations to Dallas and Rick. I'm assuming he's not here. Did everything go okay with that? Not yet? Oh, my God.
Not yet. Still waiting. Yeah. So they're on the wait mode. It could be at any moment here. So that's why Ricky's standing by waiting. So we're all waiting, and we'll keep you posted here on Let's Talk Hookup. Hopefully by tomorrow morning we'll have some news.
Hey, I have a 10-year-old that's going to set him up with his first – conventional outfit for fishing half day and three quarter day. What would you guys recommend that I set him up with?
So he wants conventional, for half and three quarter day. I would probably lean towards a level line type setup. You know, a low profile, maybe like a Trank 300 or 400, or a Alexa 300 or 400 for fishing the half day boat. I would think for a youngster, that's going to be if they want to go bait casting, that's, I think, going to be the easiest thing to get them set up with. It can still catch a big fish.
So easy and so powerful, too, that Trank's 300-400,
It's
a perfect reel for something like that, And speaking of Alexa, I want to throw out a big congratulations to Mark Mills. Mr. Excitement has now been promoted to the marketing manager at Daiwa. So
for the whole country.
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday to congratulate him. He's big time, man. Ever since his days of being 14 years old and calling in to Let's Talk Hookup as Mr. Excitement, and now he's the big shot at one of the top guys at Daiwa. So we're very proud of him.
He works hard. He deserves it.
Oh, yeah. No, he's worked his tail off.
He's done his job at several different manufacturers.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, I hope that answers your question. Sean, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, let's find out what's biting down in the bar in mainland Mexico. The cast man is standing by. This report is sponsored in part by the Fish Bros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best fish processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat, now that Fish Bros, the market is around, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked fish, the jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, of course, the famous tuna burgers, and that pokey kit, which is just unbelievable. Stop by their location in Old Town, really great location there, right across from the station there at Taylor Street. Call for details, or you can simply order online, too, if you want it shipped to you, fishermansprocessing.com. And Castman, where are you today? Man, my goodness, you're traveling so much, we can't keep track of you.
Well, just got back from Puerto Vallarta. I'm up in Oregon. I'm heading back to SoCal tonight, getting ready for the Lake El Salto trip. Starting next Wednesday, got the 18 in the Let's Talk Hookup group, and of course that East County Bait and Tackle has everything we need to fish that lake. So, how do you recommend for guys fishing bass? Man, they're loaded over there. But,
No question. Well,
anyway, I
know Corey's all pumped up, ready to go, excited to go with you.
Yeah, Corey will be there, and we got some of the regular crew there, and you know, that down there was when I was in Puerto Vallarta last week, you know, they've got some really good fishing inshore down there. A lot of jacks and roosters. And, of course, you know, anywhere from a mile to 4 miles there in Banderas Bay, that's a huge bay. I think it's one of the biggest bays in Mexico. They're, you know, they're getting the sails in there. They're also getting some fairly good quality Dorado, you know, 20, 25-pound Dorado there. And, of course, you know, that's where a lot of the boats are launching out to go out to the El Banco, which is out at 50 miles. And you got Corbatania at 39 miles. And, of course, you got the Tres Marias Islands, you know, where the big tuna are being found out there. So there's some really, really good fishing going out there. And this is a good time of year to attack those big boys. Hadn't gotten reports from the tuna out there, but it's a good time to be down there and fishing for those fish. But right now, Cabo San Lucas and San Jose del Cabo, gosh, it's really good fishing. I got an email from Baja Bob there at La Playita, and he said, God, there was a 54-pound wahoo caught this past week. Plus there's, it's amazing, though. There's quite a few wahoo down there right now. Of course, the Dorado, 20, 25-pound Dorado there, which is really good quality fish. Lots of striped marlin. I'm telling you, it's just it's going to be a banner striped marlin year down there. And then, of course, inshore, they're fishing the Sierra mackerel, also small roosters, and bottom fishery has been pretty good for the grouper and the red snapper. So, and weather has just been beautiful, both in Puerto Vallarta and Cabo. So it's, you know, it's a good time of winter time to get down and get some sunshine. Of course, we finally got going to have a good week here, and I'll be gone here in Oregon, going down to SoCal. So I'm hoping the sun's shining down there. But I've got, Pete, I got a opening the Columbia trip, February 9 to 20. That thing just opened up. Guy had some personal reasons, can't make it. So anybody who wants to join me on that trip, departs February 9th, come back February 20th.
And you've been on that trip, right, Steve?
Oh, Cass, I can't. I mean, someone has to take that spot with all the opportunities with the lagoons that we're going to open and not a lot of pressure. And, you know, I can't say enough about that trip.
It's fun time,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, we got that. Got a couple of new lagoons that they're opening up. Excuse me for a second. Also, on the Let's Not Cook Up Pesca Panama trip, April 23rd to April 30th, I've got two spots that opened up on that trip, and that's Time Big Tuna.
Oh,
so anybody interested in that trip? Yeah. So
yeah,
anybody
Steve and I have been on that trip too, many times, right?
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably right there at the top of the list. Yeah. People say, what's your favorite places to go? That Pesca Panama, it's hard to beat, right?
Yeah, it's a fabulous trip. Fabulous trip. You know, it's what, you know, like they say, you know, the old bucket list. But anyway, if you're interested in those two trips or any other trip down to Southern Baja, mainly Mexico, Central America, give us a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Cass, man. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Well, actually, you'll be down at Salto, so are you going to be able to call us next Saturday?
Well, if I got the, you know, the signal down there, definitely. So
right.
You know how that is.
All right. Very good. All right.
All right, boys.
Thanks. Appreciate the call this morning, Castman. And that concludes our Cast Tours report. And got a nice text from Jorge in Lake Forest. And he says, I've been searching for a GT ice cream lure for a while for surf fishing. Do you carry any of them? Oh, come on now. Wait a minute. You have that? I thought it was like a joke, right?
You got a wall of them.
Yeah, we have a
really?
Wall. Yep.
A GT, what the heck is a GT ice cream lure?
GT ice cream lure is, if you could imagine a casting weight with a hook in the back of it, and they're really effective, and, you know, the guys will come up who are really big into surf fishing in Southern Baja, Cabo and stuff, and they will clean the wall off.
Really?
So it's a rear-weighted kind of pointed. It does not look like a fish at all.
Wow.
But when you throw it out there, you know, and you just got to get a couple quick winds to get it on the surface, and it just skates across the surface and has a really cool surface swimming action, but it casts like a rocket. So
the surf fishermen really like it.
The surf fishermen really like them, but they work. It's a really good skip jig for yellowfin up here. And I've had, you know, guys have done really well on the bluefin up here.
No kidding. Yeah. As a skip jig.
As a skip jig, yeah.
the GT ice cream lure.
GT ice cream.
See?
That's what you learn on Let's Talk Cook.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. And just like Johnny said, you can chuck the thing like a mile and a couple of cranks. It's not like, you know, it's nice to take a break when you're pulling the popper, you know, for a
yeah.
amount of time. That thing is pretty easy to crank in.
Okay.
And puts a nice little splash. Yeah. I guess, didn't a customer come in one time and start kind of talking to us about it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've had some customers asking about it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, they were trying to describe it. And I'm like, that, you know, they're like, it's an ice cream lure. It's some kind of ice cream, you know. So I had to do some searching. And then finally, actually, you know who really turned me on was Bill Decker.
Decker.
Not the Decker you're thinking of.
Yeah,
it's a
different
Decker. Different Decker at our store. It's an old-time Rancho Leonero.
I know Bill Decker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
there's only one Bill Decker.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. But that's cool. The GT ice cream lure. I have to check those out. I have to learn something new every day. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, good question there, Jorge. Thanks a lot for the text. Appreciate that. And when we come back, more of your texts, more of your phone calls you want to get through, there's a spot open right now, 213-432-1090. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Time to talk about a place where the fish are always biting, and that's Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. You know, the array of fresh fish that they have there, unbelievable. I saw the other day fresh white sea bass. They had halibut, salmon, fresh bluefin tuna, all kinds of great fish. Right, Steve?
No, I love that spot. And you're right. I mean, if you look at the size of the case, it just shows how many different types of things they have for sale. I mean, most places have a much smaller, display case. That thing was,
it's
around three sides.
And so. Here it is, January, and they still have this amazing array of fish. They do. The Christian family just does an amazing job there. And, of course, one of my favorites is the sushi there.
Yep.
And, of course, the lunches and your early dinner there at Point Loma Seafoods. You can't go wrong going to Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come in our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Great show here with John, Steve, and Ben from Dana Landing, ECBT, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. Taking some questions on the text, taking some questions on the phone calls, giving away a $50 gift card to Dana Landing in Mission Bay. And I'll tell you what, you want to get through right now, 213-432-1090. Christian's standing by, ready to take your phone calls. We can jump into that. But Rockhard Rick's listening there while he's on baby watch, and he had mentioned that Gamakatsu actually makes a great jig box that we were talking about once before, and you guys carry that one too, Johnny.
I have all the Gamakatsu boxes.
Yeah, those boxes are cool.
Yeah.
So this one in particular, you were saying, has a rubber in the bottom where you can actually stick the jigs into it.
Yep. I'm not sure if that's the one Ricky's talking about, but that's what I've been using, and I have a lot of customers. Like Chris Minnick bought about 10 of them after I showed him my setup.
Yeah.
but I like it because on the skiff, when you're running around, if you have your jigs stored loose, they're just all banging together the whole time. This thing, you can, you know, fit half a dozen jigs in there, like the ones you're going to use for the day, and it keeps them nice and straight and not tangled up and keeps the paint on them. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, Gamakatsu's really come out with some really cool stuff.
They got a lot of cool boxes, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Here's an interesting text from Kevin in San Clemente. He asks, Steve, what are the boat rental requirements as far as the new California Boater Safety Course? It's a good question.
So the one good thing about us is we are a legal boat rental company. Excuse me. So as part of our instruction on how to use the boat is considered in lieu of your boater ID card.
Oh, really? Okay, so because you're going to instruct people on how to use the boat, you do not need the boater ID card.
Correct. So, but if you go on, like, rentmyboat.com and you meet somebody at a marina or something like that and you drive that boat, you're going to get pulled over. Well, if you do get pulled over, you're going to get a ticket. They're going to end your rental and everything. But as one of the legal boat rental companies, and there's you know, several of us in San Diego, you do not need that card. Our instruction is in lieu of it.
Is in lieu of that. Okay. That's good. Yep. Good info for sure. And here's one for Ben. You ready, Ben?
Yeah.
All right. It's from Darren in Camp Pendleton, and he says, "What's the biggest fish you ever caught, and have you ever gotten seasick?"
Yeah. Most times I've puked is 13.
Yeah. 13 in one time?
Dad forced me to eat an egg sandwich, so blame it on him.
It was Dad's fault. But we already talked about your big fish, and that was a tuna, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, you know, when I was your age, I used to get seasick too, but I got over it. The more time you spend on the water, the less likely you're going to get sick.
So. We've introduced Dramamine to his life, too.
Yeah, for sure. Been good you'll grow out of it. It'll happen, for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the phones. Dennis in San Diego is next up. Thanks for calling, Dennis. Appreciate your call this morning. Let's talk hook up.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Pete, when do you usually do your show from Dana Landing? And I have a question for the guys down there. Are you going to have a grand opening for the Lemon Grove store, and when?
Okay, so first question I'll answer is we are going to be doing a live show at Dana Landing on May the 14th.
Yep.
It's going to be an event, and what is that event?
It's kind of a we used to always do our event as a seminar before the San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament, but we decided to push it into May, and it's going to be kind of a season kickoff event. And Dwayne Meller from Pinnacle, he's going to be running some seminars.
Dwayne Diego?
Yeah. And we're going to have all the all the usual, you know, we'll have Yeti there, and
wow,
you know, all the manufacturers will be there. We'll have some sales.
What a great time, yep, too. Just like kind of, well, by then we'll be in full, deeply in tuna.
Yep,
I'm sure by then.
Well, hopefully,
bluefin tuna.
Yeah.
Well, I got the word. Now, I'm amazed. Tom Green retired. I didn't know that, but I texted him and said, "Hey, how about a report? He's retired now, and Adrian, his partner, is actually doing the flying. They're already done with the commercial fishing down there.
Great.
Wow. Yeah, they're finished. So they're already finished. So that means pretty much the same scenario as last year. They were done mid January with their quota. So that means there's plenty of tuna around.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah, for sure. So, and I'm sorry, Dennis, what was the other question?
The grand opening.
The other question is, when
do they expect that to open up, and will they have like a grand opening type thing where, you know, you can come in and, you know what I mean, like host an event, or it's just going to be doors open and just walk in?
No, the answer is definitely we'll have a grand opening once we build this new building. I'm sure we'll be, you know, begging to get the doors open. But right now we have... like we said, we're open every day. Probably won't do a grand opening before we do the building. That's kind of, we're waiting. You know, we've gotten a lot of the old stuff out of the shop that was there. It's all new stuff. It's most of the stuff that was like it, you know, similar stuff to like East County is in there. So the shop is up and running. It's probably going to be like that till we tear the building down. Once the new building's up, for sure, you know, you'll hear about it plenty of times. That we will have a very big grand opening. You know, so I'm going to throw a year out there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Things are taking certainly
longer. We'll keep you posted longer, here on Let's
Longer
Talk
than
about.
They should.
Yeah. Yep. We'll keep you posted on they're open now. It's going to stay open until construction begins.
Yep. To the very last day.
And then we'll keep you posted when the grand reopening happens. All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Dennis. Appreciate that. Here's an interesting follow-up question to the ice cream. I think we spurred something here. It's from Rich and Bradley, and he says, some of the ice cream lures have cup faces, some have pointed noses, some have slopped foreheads. Which one is the popular choice?
For us, it's the pointy.
The pointy.
Yeah, the pointy nose one. We have some of the flat nose ones as well, and it kind of depends on the conditions you're fishing in. Some of the wider ones are better in like heavy wind, I guess, because it doesn't pull the lure along with the arc of your line. But the most popular ones are just the standard GT ice cream needle nose, it's called.
Okay, ice cream needle nose.
Yeah.
That's, and any certain weight, are they different weights?
Well, they come, I think we start at like 1 ounce and go up to 4 ounce. So it's just the size of the lure. And it just depends on, you know, what kind of tackle you're using and the size of the fish you're going after.
All right. Cool. Another interesting question from Norman in San Diego. During wintertime in Mission Bay, when the bass seem to disappear, do the fish leave the bay for the ocean or move to warmer parts of the bay, simply stay in the bay and become less active? Good question.
They don't leave the bay, but they definitely move to warmer zones. And, you know, I don't want to give away the guys' secrets because they're on them pretty good right now, but it's the one thing about Mission Bay is like just because you catch them really good one day in a spot, like the next day they won't be there. Those fish definitely
move.
They move around. They follow the clam beds, which you would think is like a set spot, but it's not.
The clams move.
The clams move around. You know, so but once you find them, you know, and get on them, you know, this time of year, what I would look for is you know, there's bait in the bay, and like you'll see big raft ups of like cormorants, you know, so there'll be cormorants and terns and stuff that'll, you know, they'll just kind of follow the shoreline you know, methodically, and they'll be on the bait. So if you can kind of find that zone, a lot of times you can find the fish. And the other thing is look at these big tide swings, and if you're fishing offshore, you know, get ready for those minus tides and start at the bottom of the tide, because Mission Bay, there's a dredge point, you know, where they've dredged out to. And when the tide goes way out, you can walk out to the drop-off. And those fish usually sit right on that drop-off, or they start right at the drop-off. So it kind of gives you an opportunity to fish some area where normally at high tide you're not going to be able to get to if you're shore pounding.
Ah.
You know, so it's just a matter of finding them and then once you do, you're in a zone. And that's, you know, I'm always a big proponent of drifting when you're fishing. But in the winter, what a lot of these guys do is they anchor and kind of fan cast. So they'll you know, take an angle, go all the way around the boat and fan cast and pull the anchor, drift 100 feet and drop again. So you're really working, you know, maybe using some smaller lures and stuff. You know, really working an area more slowly, I guess.
All right. Very good. Good advice there from the master there of Mission Bay, for sure. Hey, by popular demand, and I've got so many requests, we are back on with our two-day Liberty trips this fall. And they're already, we posted them this week. I sent a post out on Instagram and Facebook on our Let's Talk Hookup page. And I'll tell you what, they're already getting pretty full. So if you want to go, first one is September 11th. Leaves at 7 p.m. and come back Tuesday at 7 p.m. or 7, and then the second one is October 16th. Leaves at the same time and comes back on the following Thursday. $735 per person, includes your food and your permits. So great deal, limited to 25 anglers. So it's an ultra limited load trip on the Liberty. Two of them, they were super popular last year. They're sponsored by Gamakatsu. We're going to have some great giveaways from Gamakatsu on there. So if you want to go, fishermanslanding.com, book that trip soon, because I can promise you, like most everything this year, they are going to fill up very, very rapid. And then when we come back, we're going to have more of your phone calls, more of your questions. Of course, great catch reports coming up from Mark Wish and, of course, from C4 Sport Fishing. Stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pagas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with a 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing land and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Don't get
give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.